You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Blacks have largely been left out. We need to make sure that the clinical trials are inclusive of those populations.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. Now, clinical trials are incredibly important when it comes to developing new drugs or developing new treatments for diseases and conditions. And for a trial to be most effective, one would want it to have a diverse group taking part so you can really get an idea of how different types of people react to different things. But that can be a challenge. And for more on this, let's bring in KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams, who did a story on this week. And Raquel, lack of diversity in clinical trials, this has been a problem for a while, hasn't it?
The problem is many Black Philadelphians who actually make up 40% of the population and suffer from many of these diseases that are part of trials are not actually participating the way they should. Black people nationwide, Matt, actually represent about 8% of clinical trial participants. In Philly, the numbers are just about the same.
Do we know what's behind this lack of diversity? Is it people not wanting to take part? Is it people doing the trials not reaching out to enough communities? Do we have an idea?
It's a mix. But I can say that according to studies, it's not because Black communities aren't really willing. Some people are. Studies have shown that urban Black communities are actually more likely to participate in these clinical trials than rural communities. But only 1 in 5 Black patients are actually invited to participate and join in the trials. Also, it is kind of understandable that people of color are a little wary of clinical trials because there is a sense of mistrust. And that is, of course, historical among people of color, African Americans specifically. We all are familiar with the Tuskegee experiment. We all are familiar with, or many are familiar with, the so-called father of gynecology. His name is James Marion Sims. He did barbaric, painful experiments on enslaved women in the world of gynecology. So there are stories like that, and of course, the mistrust is pretty deep. There are also things like barriers to care, like transportation, a lot of things like, you know, not being able to take off work or not having, you know, any support in terms of, you know, watching kids or things like that. So those social determinants of health that we often talk about, you know, those are also factors as well.
So what happens if a clinical trial does not have a diverse group of subjects? Talk about the problems that causes.
Yeah, well, everybody doesn't benefit, and that is a problem. People from different racial, ethnic, demographic backgrounds, men, women, you know, it wasn't until the 90s that women were even invited to be in a lot of these trials. So you need women to be in there, too. People of all backgrounds need to be a part of these trials so they can be effective. Now, some people actually experience changes in their health that others don't. All groups don't react the same way. So you need to have a good swath of the population to kind of know how everybody's going to react. So what'll happen is that, you know, people who don't participate, we don't really know how they're going to react. And those who are participating, you know, especially when a trial is very effective, they are benefiting from the trial because they're getting medicines that they, you know, no one else has access to. And, you know, they're thriving and doing well. So when you don't have a diverse number of participants, the disparity is just there. And it's shown when the medicines are dispensed. And then people take them like, oh, this doesn't really work for me. Well, you know, a lot of people from your group weren't in part of the trial, so we're not really surprised. I actually experienced that myself, but that's a whole nother story.
For your story, you spoke with a group that's trying to fix this. Who are they and what are they doing?
The PAN Foundation. Yes, that organization is dedicated to health equity. And they've rolled out what's called Opening Doors to Clinical Trials. It's their initiative that's designed to kind of break down the barriers, build trust. They're trying to tackle this problem by making it easier to participate. They have something called companion access navigators that provides one-on-one support to address, you know, challenges like transportation and things of that nature that we discussed, helping patients finding these trials faster for those who are actually interested. They have some online finder connections that people can use. And of course, addressing mistrust.
It does, in certain cases, help because you're getting access to something that you would not have ordinarily gotten. And so that is a benefit. And you're under the watchful eye of a team of people who are connecting with you.
It's about gaining the trust back and teaching the community. And they're really trying to reach people where they are. So they will be reaching out to the clergy. They'll be getting in touch with more Black doctors, maybe the Black Doctors Consortium and organizations of that nature, because people tend to trust more when they see people that look like them explaining to them, okay, this is safe and effective, and here's how you can get involved. So that's the work that the Pan Foundation is putting in for this.
Thank you very much, Raquel. KYW Community Impact Reporter Raquel Williams joining us, and we need to take a break. We will have more of The Week in Philly in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.